Newsmakers is brought to you by the Illinois American Water Company. I'm Gary Moore on today's program.
There's a lifeguard shortage in Peoria as well as other surrounding communities.
The long, hot summer just got hotter as the Peoria Park District announces the closure of the John Gwynn Aquatic Center. Pool manager Pete Thomas is looking for lifeguards, and he also has a simple solution to our crime problem, basic family communication.
We need family members and families to communicate with each other, especially those who live and dwell within their household, to get an understanding what is going on in that person's life or in that child's life, and seek out help through wisdom in reference to guiding them down the right path so that they don't turn away from themselves and seek out bad information.
And I should back up a little bit so that our listeners know what you just said comes from years of involvement and engagement with our families. You work for the Peoria Public Schools at the Knoxville Center. You've counseled, mentored countless numbers of young people over the years, and your work at the Carver Pools, people call it the Carver Pool, but the Gwynn Aquatic Center, you've had an opportunity to interact with families. And so what I think I hear you saying is that you have a young person in your house. A lot of times, unfortunately, parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, they kind of let the young people be the young people and kind of give a casual glance to the stuff that they're into and don't really dive deep, to use a pool analogy, into what their lives are like outside of home. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I am. I'm saying it even goes deeper than that. Sometimes I believe that their voices aren't even heard because of so many distractions that are going on inside of the people's minds that live and dwell within their house, within their neighborhood, within their community, that we're not focusing on the greatest individual we have, you know, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our nieces, our nephews, and their direction comes from their elders and those that are older that can share with them how to problem solve and be that ear that's able to make positive suggestions on how to deal with those problems. Those answers are not being dealt with.
But when you say they're not being heard even, what do you mean? You're saying that you got a young person in your house and too many adults in the house are not letting them have a voice or not listening to them or not as engaged in their lives as they should be?
What I'm saying is everyone's doing their own thing. And when it comes to communicating verbally, as well as just sitting down for 5 minutes to chat and talk to see, hey, how's your day going? What's new? Why you have that angry look on your face? What's bothering you? That's not happening at the rate that we're losing our children here in Peoria. We have a serious problem, and I would like to see a survey that would be conducted to see how many children actually spend 5 to 10 minutes a day just sitting down and talking with someone within their household, that person that could hear their problems and help them with the solution or help find the solutions to their problems.
So when we in the community talk about solutions to our crime problem, A lot of times we hear we need more police, we need community policing, we need to have some after-school programs, we need to have some weekend programs, we need to have more jobs. We need to do something about the guns that are on the street. We need to crack down on drugs. We need to do more mentoring in the schools. We need a Black history curriculum so they can learn their true history and have some more self-esteem. So all those things we hear on a kind of semi-regular basis. I've heard you say those things as well. But what I'm also hearing you say, especially today, is that based on your experience, your one-on-one direct experience with our families, with our kids and their the adults in their lives, you're saying a big key component that's missing is something very simple, and that is communication between the adult and the child. And is that what that's what you're saying, right?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Everything you just mentioned, you can throw out all those things, all those ideas. Unless communication is flowing between the sender and the receiver, and issues and problems are being solved or being relieved or put arrested, continue to have those issues. There's nothing greater than family, your own personal family. The system will never make up for your family. Your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your nieces and nephews, that is the unit, the healing unit that will help you all the days of your life.
So talk to me then more about what that communication should be like. What are some of the messages? What should these adults be imparting? Or are you saying you just start with the basic, how's your day going? What's on your mind?
Anything that comes to mind that that young person wants to know. If you're a parent knows when something is troubling their child. You know by their behavior, a good parent knows they can have five children and each of their children walk different. They know by their child's footsteps. If something is wrong, they can tell. I mean, that's the intuition that we have, you know, the God that's within us that we know our own. And we've come to the part where, to the point rather, where we have forgotten and don't know how to communicate with our own because of these other things that are distracting us from dwelling together as a unit, as a family, as a neighborhood, as a community, where we don't want to communicate and talk anymore. In the beginning was the word. And the first words you heard were the words of your parents. And now you're hearing words coming from somewhere else that really... You just have to beware of the trickery because some people do not have your children at their best interest, even people that go in inside and outside of your household. So you have to be aware and know who your children are around and what they're listening to and what they're reading and how much influence is coming from the outside.
When I think of distractions, I'm thinking of social media, entertainment media, music, peer pressure. Is that what you mean by distractions?
Distractions, exactly. I mean, when you have children as young as 8 years old and when they first wake up, the first thing to escape reality of the pain of not being heard or being understood, so you want to escape reality by smoking a joint, then listening to music, then all these things that go on repetition day in and day out where the mind has never been at rest and at peace, where that person feels comfortable with the information that they receive by someone older and more knowledgeable that will help them resolve whatever issues whatever thoughts they may have. That comes from good parenting and a family structure.
And the messaging sometimes that they hear, like you say, listen to music, and if they're on social media, a lot of times the messaging in the music on social media can be pretty toxic. Do you think parents are aware of the toxicity of some of the messaging that's out there?
Some of them are, and I take issue with those who know that type of information is being placed in the mind and subconscious mind of our children, where our children, when it's time to be at peace, these things are still rambling inside of their mind, this negative energy. The only person and people that can arrest that is your parents and your family, not trying to reach outside into society and into the system to resolve your problems. The problems start knowing your children, knowing your sons, your daughters, your nieces, your nephews, and dwelling as a family. That's the greatest thing we have, and we're losing it so fast, and we're seeing the results of it.
We want to remind our listeners, this is Newsmakers on WPNV. Newsmakers is sponsored by the Illinois American Water Company, and we're talking with Pete Thomas, and we've known Pete for some years, a youth advocate working with Peoria Public Schools at the Knoxville Center and also with the John Gwynn Aquatic Center. We're going to talk a little bit about the John Gwynn Aquatic Center because, as you know, there's some community concerns, some would say uproar, over the pool not being open for the second part of the summer. But before we end this discussion about the parenting, I think you know what my next question is, because you and I have talked about this for years. It's kind of a conundrum, kind of a catch-22. So if the solution is the parents, if what you say, the ultimate solution is the parents, yeah, you can have different programs that are out there for young people. You can have great teachers, but if that's not being reinforced at home, actually, when I say reinforced at home, actually, those things that are out there should be reinforcing what is being taught at home. So, you know, we're kind of flipping that as far as the initial knowledge and wisdom should come from home and then be affirmed by the community. But in a lot of cases, you're talking about, and you've experienced this, and I have too, you're teaching a young man who's 19 or 20 years old how to tie a tie. And that's because he didn't have a father to do that, et cetera. You can go down the line. Okay, so that's the conundrum, though, is that the solution, the ultimate solution is better parenting. But if you don't have parenting in the home, then where does that leave us?
That leaves us at a very dangerous it's more dangerous than nuclear war, in my opinion, because now you're looking at the downfall of our people and our society, because now you know not who you are, and you're going to take up on the ways that the world and people outside of your household tell you, and you develop the thoughts, this is who you should be, trying to imitate. From basketball players to rappers to other people, not knowing the goodness of self and knowing the God that dwells within you.
And if you don't have that mom or dad or uncle or aunt or grandma in the home every day telling you something positive, giving you knowledge and wisdom, teaching you patience, understanding, kindness, love, teaching you how to make your own breakfast and make up your bed and flush the toilet and wash your hands and brush your teeth and all of that stuff. What you're saying, what I'm hearing you say, is that one of the big reasons, if not the biggest reason, that we're experiencing some of the stuff we're experiencing now in terms of crime, violent crime, and what some would say, us losing this cultural war, that when you meet some of our young people, how disrespectful they are and you know, how they're always angry and fast and, you know, all those negative things. You're saying the primary reason for that is because we haven't done our homework, that there needs to be some homework done. And if that is the answer, which I think it is, how do we go about doing that? That sounds pretty difficult.
It starts with the individual. If you love yourself, you would love to see those in your household love themselves just as you love yourself. And you will do whatever it takes to help guide that child or that young man or woman down the path the best you can without, you know, any regrets, because you know you've done the best that you can. Before you set them free to go out in the world, they have to be prepared. And that comes from, again, communicating with them mentally, physically, spiritually, morally. All those things come from within inside of your own household. If it's not coming out from your household, then we're losing it. Because as we know, the system cannot do anything but place you inside of the system, and who profits from the problem that the system helps to create.
So it is a conundrum, because if the parents themselves are engaged in social media, drug activity, negativity, etc., if the parents were not successful in school and have a negative view of school, then it's pretty much predictable in terms of the outcomes. So we'll continue to revisit that, but I want to pivot a little bit and talk about another issue that is near and dear to you, and that is the Gwynn Aquatic Center. For years, this has been a happy place where young people, old people can go splash around, learn how to swim, enjoy themselves on these hot summer days. And the pool is now, for a variety of reasons, and you can tell us why, not going to be open. But one of the main issues is the availability of lifeguards. Talk to me about why the pool isn't open and what do we have to do to get it open, and the connection to these job opportunities that you hope to see in the future.
What was shared with me is the lack of young folk wanting to participate in becoming a lifeguard. And you have some that want to, but they don't have the skills, strong enough skills. So what we're going to do, I had a meeting. I was in a meeting with Dr. Carratt and Miss Emily Cahill, Park Director, Peoria Park District. And we're going to put together something, a plan, where we can get Peoria Public High School students 15 years and older that are interested in becoming a lifeguard. We're going to work on getting them in swim classes where we can teach them how to swim correctly, where they will build their skills so they're strong enough to pass the lifeguarding test. And upon those who enroll in the class, we're looking at building a stipend to pay them while they're learning. And then once they pass the class, they get accepted in the class, pass the class, then they will be hired by the Peoria Park District, and they can then work as a certified lifeguard at John Gwynn Family Aquatic Center, Proctor Center, or the Riverplex. So that's our goal, and anyone that's interested in learning to swim correctly and building their skills so that they're strong enough where they can enroll in the lifeguarding class, they can contact me at area code 309-339-2328, and I will make arrangements with them to help them strengthen their skills where they're able to pass the class to become a lifeguard.
Repeat your number again.
My number is 309-339-2328. And we would like to see children that become lifeguard reflect the people that live in their neighborhoods. So we would like to see a very diverse population of lifeguards working in their particular community, neighborhood areas.
So let me get this straight. One of the primary reasons, if not the primary reason, why the pool is not going to be open for the balance of the summer or reduced hours or however that's going to work out is because you don't have enough lifeguards.
That is correct.
And you're saying that that's a shame because you got all these families and people who want to come and enjoy the pool. So we got a job shortage, and you're thinking down the line in the future. Or are you thinking that there may be some people out there now, today, listening to this, who know how to swim, who could make for good lifeguards, and they just got to go through some training?
That's it. You're exactly right. Those young folks that are Peoria Public School, high school students that are 15 and over, they can contact me, and we will make sure with Peoria Public Schools and Peoria Park District that we get them in the class, and I will help instruct the class to make sure they're strong enough swimmers where they can move on, take the lifeguard class, and pass the lifeguard exam and become a certified lifeguard, where they then will be employed to work at the three pools here in Peoria, Gwynn, Proctor, and the Riverplex. And that's a job that they can work all year round. In the wintertime, they would work at the Riverplex. And the reason I know that, because I started lifeguarding back in 1980 and did it all through my high school, college, and adult life for 38 years. And it's a very rewarding job, and you would love, especially if you get a chance to work in your own community.
All right. So we have a lifeguard job opportunity for the young people in our community. Pete Thomas is putting out the word that there is a need, and it directly relates to the opening or non-opening of the Gwynn Aquatic Center. So talk to me about the Aquatic Center. Is there a chance that it might be open for some days between now and the end of the summer, or no?
No, it will not. It will not. There's a lifeguard shortage in Peoria as well as other surrounding communities. So our biggest job right now is recruiting young people who may have that interest and becoming a lifeguard. And let me say this also. This is the highest hourly wage that I've ever seen the Park District dish out for lifeguards. It's paying over $13 an hour. When I started way back in 1980, it was $3.25. So it's gone up quite a bit. And for years old and in high school, that's not bad money to earn.
15 years old and older?
Yes.
Okay. Give me the phone number again.
The phone number is 309-339-2328.
339-2328. Pete Thomas putting out a call for young people who are interested in becoming lifeguards. And as we've been mentioning, it is directly tied to the closing of the John Gwynn Aquatic Center. And Pete Thomas also encouraging adults who have children in their households to take some time with those young people, listen to them, talk to them, and make sure your conversation is positive as far as basic things about life, staying out of trouble, making good decisions, encouraging them to get their education, pointing them in the right directions, how to avoid the traps that are out here, et cetera. And if the adult in that household is not positive, what's our answer?
If the adult in that household is not positive, they have to seek out other family members that are positive and of their own DNA, who will share with them the truth. Nothing fiction, the truth, an absolute truth. And that will come from those even great uncles and great aunts and grandparents and great grandparents and those relatives you feel comfortable outside of your household talking to, that will tell you the truth and lie and lead you down the right path and road.
Pete Thomas, always a pleasure. Thanks for being on Newsmakers.
Thank you.
Newsmakers is brought to you by the Illinois American Water Company for WPNV. WPNV, we're Peoria's neighborhood voice.